Mr. Doe, welcome to News 1130.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk first about your carbon footprint proposal. Why do you feel this is important?
Well, I think one of the things that we've seen over 10 years that we have a prime minister who still insists that we have to make a choice between what's good for the environment or what's good for the economy. And what we're seeing is he's not protecting the environment, he's not building the economy. What we've seen in these 10 years of absence of leadership from the federal government is provinces move ahead. We now have four provinces representing 86% of the Canadian economy putting a price on carbon. And what the federal government needs to do is work with all those provinces and others so that we price carbon pollution and hit our reduction targets.
Well, while we're talking provinces specifically with BC, how do you feel a Liberal government could improve, if that needs to be done, relations with Victoria?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to have a government in Ottawa that is respectful and understanding of provincial authority and jurisdiction. We have a government in Ottawa that's been trying to ram various energy products down projects down BC's throat, from Northern Great Way to others, in a way that, quite frankly, lacks the respect that BC deserves.
And I guess going along with this, it includes the Kitsilano Coast Guard Base, and I understand you have something in your platform regarding that.
Oh, absolutely. I was out here a few weeks ago announcing that a Liberal government would reopen the Kitsilano Coast Guard base, and I repeated it today. We made the announcement off Jericho Beach, where I learned to sail 30 years ago here as a kid. Knowing that the Kits base was there to keep us safe was an important thing for all those years.
Let's look at the election coming up. In 2011, Mr. Ignatieff got two seats here in British Columbia for the Liberal Party. Was that a matter of him not getting his message out, or people not buying what he had to say? And if either one of those is the case, then what do you do to get your message out and get people to buy into your party?
Well, I think the fact is that we lost an awful lot of seats right across the country. It wasn't just here in BC that the Liberal Party had challenges, and it was actually the reaction at the end of a long series of electoral defeats for the Liberal Party, because, quite frankly, the Liberal Party had turned away from people and was taking people for granted and had turned inwards. And that's why, over the past 3 years, I've been rebuilding the Liberal Party from the ground up, reconnecting with people, focused on serving Canadians right across the country, not playing the divisive regional politics, not playing up the politics of wedges or nastiness and attacks, and making sure that we're putting forward a responsible plan for fairness and for a better government for Canadians.
So is it a matter then to try to pull ahead of the other two leaders, that you simply go out in the hustings and let people know what you stand for?
I think that's a big part of it. But one of the things that we have to recognize is Canadians have gotten incredibly cynical about politics, and it's easier to vote against than to vote for. But voting against only gets us so far. And if we want to have a government that is going to respond to the very real challenges and great opportunities that Canada has, we have to have a vision and a plan. And that's the real change that we're putting forward.
Now, in that plan somewhere, is there something to deal with two issues that are fairly, I guess, high profile in Vancouver now? One is, what would a Liberal government do to help Vancouver get affordable housing?
Well, first of all, recognize that the federal government has a role to play in housing, in affordable housing. Over the past 10 years of Mr. Harper, the federal government has completely pulled out of housing, whether it's making sure that CMHC steps up once again in what it needs to be doing around promoting housing, whether it's direct investments to support the co-ops and the other elements that have federal government funding being pulled away, or new investments in housing stocks to make sure that the rental markets are robust, looking at some of the particular challenges of places like Vancouver as well. These are things that the federal government needs to be a much better partner to both the municipality and the provinces on.
So it's a matter of sitting down with the Canadian Federation of Municipalities?
It's a matter of actually sitting down and talking about the needs of Canadians, and instead of sort of pointing fingers and saying that's another level of government, we're not going to engage with it, recognize that all different levels of government are supposed to serve the same citizens.
Well, the other issue locally, I guess, is transportation. Last week, we heard a big announcement from Mr. Harper about Toronto getting all kinds of money. And here, we're kind of still waiting, or at least people are going, well, when's it going to happen? Under a Liberal government, what would happen there?
Again, we'd step up in terms of funding of public transit, working with municipalities and provinces to make sure sure that we're responding to the immediate needs of so many citizens, but also the medium-term and long-term needs that go with the growth and the expansion and the success of our cities. That means real money put on the table from new diverse sources of funding, but also direct federal funding as well.
And your team has something in place to look at these things.
Yes, absolutely. And we've been making a lot of different announcements recently, and we'll be making infrastructure announcements in the coming months. And I look forward to presenting Canadians with a bold plan for real change.
I know you've been jaunting across the nation, so I don't know if you've seen the ads that the Conservatives have been putting on, or you've been hearing, I'm sure you've been told about them, where they say you're not ready to be Prime Minister, and you're dealing with issues like pot, which are not the key things, and you should be dealing with ISIS and so on and so forth. Do you feel these are attack ads?
I'll let Conservatives focus on me. I'm going to stay focused on Canadians.
So in other words, you're saying attack ads, that's not part of our plan.
The problem is that once you get elected through the politics of division and negativity and attacks, and even if you get a majority government the way Mr. Harper did through those attacks, it becomes really difficult to govern for the whole of the country and to actually respect scientists, third-party researchers, opposition MPs who might have good ideas for the country. And what we need in a country as diverse as ours is to pull together and solve our problems, not highlight and attack each other.
So where are you going to be next?
I'm going to Surrey this evening, and tomorrow I'll be visiting some businesses here in the Lower Mainland, and then Canada Days in Ontario somewhere, and then Calgary Stampede later in the week, and Winnipeg, and you know, I'm all over the country and will be until October 19th.
I expect once the writ is dropped, you'll be back out here again sometime?
I'll be back out here an awful lot, and probably sooner than that. BC is a second home to me. I spent so many years here as a kid, and then obviously when I came of age and became a teacher, I lived out here, and this is where I grew up in so many ways, and I love coming back.
Well, as you know, a lot of British Columbians feel kind of disenfranchised because when the poll results come in, Ontario's voted, it's all over, and we're just sitting here going, well, you know, we didn't do anything this time. How do you change that?
I think I can promise people that we're going to have a very exciting election coming up, and BC matters deeply for everything you do, for the balance between economy and environment, but also as our portal to the growing economies of the Far East in Asia. We need to make sure that we're respecting and giving BC the opportunities that it needs to succeed.
And you're feeling that the current Harper government isn't working with foreign nations in the Pacific Rim as much as it could?
No, it's this current government has its own way of doing things and doesn't spend a lot of time listening or respecting other partners, even in our federation, and that's frustrating.
Well, we're talking about listening. I know a lot of reporters have complained that when the Prime Minister comes on the hustings, that he doesn't like talking to them very much. I'm presuming that your approach will be somewhat different.
I think I've been consistent that I'm accessible and available to media. I meet Canadians every day. I'm out in the streets listening and talking with people. I think you don't get to be a good leader of this country unless you listen to and respect the people in this country. And that means allowing journalists to do their jobs and actually speaking directly with Canadians.
Mr. Trudeau, we appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you
for coming. News 11:30 time at 4:34.